So, turning to transportation, living on the Columbia, looking out the window at all those big boats, may come as no surprise, but living in areas that are accessible by water, just having access to water transportation, as opposed to being in a terrestrial city with only, or a place only accessible by land, has a significant impact on demography and other kinds of things. So, Spallo did a study, a comparison of 327 European cities in the period from 1500 to 1800, and he found what I'm calling aquatic cities, also, you know, like Astoria, they're on a navigable river, or ones directly on the coast, places like Seattle or Vancouver, the equivalent of that in Europe, grew faster and more consistently over the 300-year period. Their median population, the median is the right midpoint, high and low, was much larger than landlocked cities. Populations of landlocked cities were subject to sharp changes. They went up, but they went down. And they lost population during that 300-year period, whereas the ones on the ocean did not, the ones on navigable rivers in the ocean. Looking at our own area, the Northwest Coast, from Northern California to Alaska, and the plateau up the river on the other side of the Cascades, we see the same pattern. Populations are smaller per square kilometer, but here the people on the plateau, have, even with their access to salmon, do not have populations on average or even median close to that on the coast. This has to do with access to transportation. It also probably has access to resources, but transportation is crucial.